On today's feature, we'll also be having an interview with Sidel Willow-Smith from Sunshine Cinema, a solar-powered mobile cinema that converts solar energy into social impact. The organization's Sunbox Ambassadorship program trains young people to be media facilitators and equips them with a mobile solar kit named the Sunbox. The ambassadors start conversations in their communities and promote active citizenship inspired by African films. They use documentaries and feature films to spark dialogue, educate, and inspire social change. Sidel is a storyteller passionate about media advocacy. Working across Africa, she is based in Cape Town. She will be talking to us today about Sunshine Cinemas and how COVID-19 has impacted the project, as well as about her own personal documentary project. Welcome to the show, Sidel. How are you today?
Thanks so much for having me on the show. I am good. I am just back from maternity leave. I had a baby 2 months ago, so feeling charged and excited about our work at Sunshine Cinema.
Can you please tell us more about Sunshine Cinemas and the work it does?
Sunshine Cinema is a solar-powered mobile cinema network run by young people who we call Sunbox Ambassadors, who come from different parts of South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. They host free solar-powered screenings on mini cinema kits called the Sunbox of African films. They also host podcasts that spark conversation, and they're all about bringing media to diverse spaces to engage their communities around social topics. We started Sunshine Cinema because we were filmmakers and storytellers who wanted to make sure that more powerful content could be seen by people who don't have access to the internet or don't have access to cinemas, and people need to see this content because it's educational and inspiring.
How has Sunshine Cinemas been received in the local communities?
Cinema has been positively received in the communities where we screen because we always screen where we are invited. We work with local partners to ensure that the films that we're showing are suitable, they are the right age audience, that we're targeting the right spaces. We've screened in shipping containers, taverns, soccer fields, school classrooms. We've screened just about anywhere. We've made somewhere into a pop-up cinema experience for people. And that's been really exciting because the content is so diverse. We'll screen a documentary about Winnie Mandela in the Eastern Cape. We'll screen a powerful long format Netflix film, The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, in villages in Malawi. We'll screen Kumba, a family friendly animation made by South African animation company Triggerfish. So yeah, we've been really well received, because people don't have access to these films in the places where we screen them.
How has COVID-19 impacted Sunshine Cinemas, and how have you adapted?
It has severely impacted the work of Sunshine Cinema because we are all about bringing people together in rooms to have conversation, to watch a film, to spark engagement. So it has been a very challenging period for us because for a large part of the last 18 months, we haven't been able to host screenings in any of the countries where we work. There have been some periods where lockdown levels had eased, and then we did host small scale screenings following all the COVID protocols. But we did manage to adapt quite quickly during this period, and we started a whole podcast platform around getting young people talking and engaging, a lot like your radio station, getting people engaging online through radio, using WhatsApp, sending the podcast out, putting them on a zero-rated data platform through UCT that allows people in South Africa to listen to them even if they don't have data. And those podcasts have ranged from a wide range of topics, from interviewing filmmakers and activists and leaders in civil society around topics of access to entertainment, access to education during this period of everyone being online and how some people are left behind in that process, to talking about the vaccine and talking about COVID-19 myths and talking about what it's like to be a young person in South Africa in 2021. So we pivoted quite well during this period, and we're really excited about how that has developed our model.
What does the future look like for Sunshine Cinemas?
really bright for Sunshine Cinema. Because we were able to pivot during COVID-19, we have developed an online course with the University of Cape Town's Film and Media Department that will be launching to the public in 2022. At the moment, it's being run just for our Sunbox ambassadors, who will be scholarship students every year on the program. But it's a course in grassroots impact facilitation that takes a participant all the way through what it's like to show films in an area, how to get people engaging, understanding social change, identifying and researching target audiences, how to network, how to build an audience. And it's a really exciting program for us because it is all about fitting into this growing field of impact producing and using film for impact and for social change. So the future is looking incredibly bright, and it's very exciting for us that we've been given this opportunity from generous funders to develop this new model. Alongside that, we continue to expand our Sunbox Ambassador Network through a learnership program in South Africa. 20 young people are taken through that program every year. They do the course with UCT. They also get skills in digital marketing and entrepreneurship, and host screenings and produce podcasts. So that's a really exciting project that we work on in South Africa. In Zimbabwe, we currently work on an amazing project with local partners, all about nation building, using media for development. And then we also host regular screenings in southern rural Malawi of the brilliant Malawian story of the boy who harnessed the wind.
Can you please tell us about your own personal documentary project?
A long-term project that I've been doing for about the last 5 years. It's a photography project. I interview people and I take portraits of them. I also take photographs in broader environmental everyday spaces all across South Africa. I capture this footage through the form of road trips. Whenever I can, I travel the length and breadth of the country, trying to get as many diverse voices included as possible. It explores white South African histories, privileges, and reflections on identity. Every nation has its past, and I believe must confront it in order to see the present more clearly, in order to imagine a different future. I am 34 years old. I grew up just as apartheid came to an end. And ever since primary school, I've been told that I am a child of the Rainbow Nation. The end of apartheid was signaled by a great gesture of forgiveness and hope, one that must have seemed to really transcend the decades of violent oppression. Many white people seem to have taken the release of Nelson Mandela and the platforms for redemption and healing under the Truth and Reconciliation Commission as absolution, but it was not absolution, as we know. As South Africa struggles to come to terms with persistent social and racial inequity, the project seeks to urge participants and audiences to examine their historical and future roles within a landscape marked by deep social scars.
How has this project been received?
Been received in a diverse way. Some people have been very angered by the project. Some people have found the project to be a platform for further engagement. So it's had mixed reception, which is what always happens when you put art out into the world. You cannot control how it is received once you put it out there to an audience and through such a subjective art form as photography. It's been exhibited in New York at Photoville, the largest outdoor public photo exhibition space under Brooklyn Bridge. It's also been exhibited in the Company Gardens during Infecting the City. And it now is installed in front of the Silo District at the waterfront in Cape Town. So please go out and check it if you can, if you have time. It's at a traffic circle just before you head towards the Silo District. If you're going to the Zeitz parking lot, you'll see it on the left-hand side. Big aluminium boards with the work displayed.
Do you have any messages that you would like to give to the youth listening?
I think a message that I would have for young people who I am now, you know, starting to leave that category. I'm 34, as I said before, is don't lose hope. I know it might seem at the moment that there's so much wrong with the world and there's so much despair and COVID-19 and corruption and climate change and all of these different issues. But, you know, as we look back at history, there's always been cyclical ups and downs, and human beings are resilient and they come out the other side with new innovation and new learning. And young people are always at the forefront of that change. I think that it's really important to stay hopeful, to stay honest, to stay hustling and working and inspired, And I really would urge young people to not get too sucked into the social media online space that we all find ourselves in through the use of smartphones and all this technology, because it disconnects us. And one thing COVID-19 has taught us in this pandemic and these lockdowns is how important it is to physically be together and share and socialize and engage face to face and have conversation. And if we keep doing that, our humanity should remain intact.
What is your favorite movie or TV show and why?
A film that I really enjoy that we are lucky enough to screen on our sun boxes is a film called Liana, and it's all about a young Swazi girl who embarks on a dangerous quest to rescue her young twin brothers. It's an animated film, and the story was developed through storytelling workshops with five orphan children in Eswatini through training from the South African great storyteller Tsene Mhlophe. And they all collaborate on telling the story of perseverance based on their own experiences. They develop these fictional characters. It's a beautiful film. It's available on Showmax. It's family friendly, and I would really recommend checking that out.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
So much for having me on your show. I really love what your radio station is doing at the Red Cross Children's Home. It's such a beautiful project, and it's so important for young people's voices to be heard on platforms like this. And I really appreciate the engagement. You can follow Sunshine Cinema at Sunshine Cinema on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We also have a website, www.sunshinecinema.org. And if anyone wants to ask me any questions, feel free to follow me on Instagram at Sibel Willow Smith. And you can also find me through email, Sidelle, Sydelle at sunshinecinema.org. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sadal, for the interview, and it was very interesting.